It's Current State on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Michigan business owners continue efforts to understand their responsibilities ahead of the launch of the Federal Affordable Care Act. A few weeks ago, Current State spoke with Rob Fowler, CEO of the Small Business Association of Michigan, who talked about the challenges business owners are facing. He said many of his members are struggling.
Parts of it apply to companies only over 50. Parts of it apply to all companies. Parts of it apply to companies with health insurance. Some of things apply to those who don't provide health insurance to their employees. Sorting out what it means to me as a company is the real challenge.
To begin part two of our interview, I asked Rob Fowler about frequently reported fears of a hiring slowdown as some businesses worry about future costs associated with the ACA. He said a hiring slowdown is unfolding in two ways.
It's been in the news recently that there's a lot of talk about people might have to have two part-time jobs. And what's driving that is in the ACA, there's a definition of part-time. It's under 30 hours. If your employees are part-time, they're treated differently than if they are full-time.
Right.
You're obligated, over 50 employees, you're obligated to provide health insurance or pay a fine for full-time employees. And I think the natural reaction, again, one that I think the business community tried to warn about, was you put 30 hours in the law, and then 30 hours becomes the new standard. We do see a number of companies, and this isn't all companies, this is going to be a lot of companies that have low margin. They make a little bit off every product and have to sell a whole bunch of them to make any money. Low margin, where their employers are mostly low wage. I think this is where you're going to see this 29-hour work week really become the norm. Again, an unintended consequence, but a consequence pretty seriously of the ACA. The other way I think we see this is truly costs are going up, and that hasn't stopped. And so this combination of requiring employers to provide health insurance and not having given any relief in cost hasn't solved that problem at all. And I think you'll see, even if you pay a low wage, but you have to provide health insurance to an employee, the health insurance can be almost as much as the wage in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it much more expensive to bring every new person on board. And I think you'll see a slowdown as a result of that added cost.
Back in June, NPR's John Itzde did a story with a number of small business owners about the Affordable Care Act and its impact. One part of that report included a small manufacturer from Kansas who sounded more optimistic, in part because he feels the choices offered by insurance marketplaces would push costs down. Let's listen to that small manufacturer. His name is Todd Allison.
I would like to see the exchanges go online, and I would like to see them work. I honestly believe that free market economy and capitalism will drive the cost of health insurance down if you give it a chance.
Now, according to this report, Allison provides health care for his 30 or so employees, and the ACA has not slowed down his hiring. Do you hear any of your members make those kinds of comments?
Well, I think we small business people are optimistic by nature, and I think there is a hope that the exchange itself, people compare it to a Travelocity or something where you can actually look at all the options side by side.
Exactly.
And that transparency will create real competition. And, I think we all hope that will happen. But here's the reality. I mean, if you're an employer today, you have that. It comes in the form of an insurance agent, an independent insurance agent. That's how most small employers buy their health insurance. And the insurance agent has access to all the pricing of all the providers, insurance providers, and basically compares those side by side and brings them and presents them to the employer. I'm even optimistic that there may be a beneficial effect of a really public listing of rates. I think mostly that's going to happen in the individual market and will have less beneficial impact in the group market. So because we have this health insurance agent relationship already who bring us comparative side by side, there's already that competition because insurers know that they're going to be side by side with their competition in front of a customer. So I think it can be beneficial on the individual side. I'm less optimistic that it's really going to be a driver of cost down in the group market, again, because I think that element of competition is already there.
We're talking with Rob Fowler, CEO of the Small Business Association of Michigan, about the impact of the Affordable Care Act on his members. I'd like to ask you about the healthcare exchanges that are scheduled to open October 1st. The federal government will be fully in charge of the exchanges in 19 states, and Michigan is one of those states. How is that impacting your members?
You know, it's interesting. So I said earlier that I think, while we didn't support the Affordable Care Act, if it's going to be the law of the land, we think it ought to be done correctly as it's implemented in Michigan. Our policymakers actually missed the opportunity to have a state-based, state-controlled exchange.
How did your members feel about that?
Well, we supported it being in our own control from a Michigan perspective. So having not done that, and I think the opponents of it calculated that if you just don't cooperate with the Affordable Care Act, that then you're not complicit. you're not helping it. But I'm not sure that helped us as Michiganders and us as small businesses in our state. We think it probably would have been better to have a state-managed, state-controlled. That ship has sailed. I think the differences to the public and maybe to our members will not be vast, will not be obvious. You're still going to have the same sort of ability to go and compare plans. Honestly, the relationship with insurance companies, state rating laws, and other things are the places where we might have been better off had it been a state exchange. Not a huge difference, I think, to the consumer at the end of the day.
I'm curious about the percentages here. With regard to your membership, you've said that SBAM is in support of Medicaid expansion on one hand, but is formally on the record as being against the Affordable Care Act. How much diversity of opinion is there among your members on those issues?
We've been hearing from our members quite a bit on this, and I think it seems inconsistent to be opposed to the Affordable Care Act but in favor of Medicaid expansion.
They are designed to work together, really, and from the federal government's point of view.
I don't think we'd be having this conversation about Medicaid expansion were it not for the Affordable Care Act. So this isn't a philosophical difference. We don't support the great expansions of government. We're not really in favor of the government being deeply involved in our day-to-day health care. But Medicaid, we can have a whole discussion about Medicaid and its efficacy and effectiveness, but so long as the rules are that the poor in this country are covered by Medicaid, then Medicaid needs to cover the poor, all of them. Because for those that are not covered by Medicaid today, whether we like it or not, those costs are shifted along to the paying customers. We've known that for a long time, long before the Affordable Care Act came along. So we believe this is sort of an opportunity to give relief to people who pay insurance premiums. We've understood that the uninsured are not just a societal problem, but it's our problem as the business community. We really have got to understand that those costs are shifted to us. It's a big driver, and that we have to be part of the solution. So from our perspective, while, again, we didn't support the Affordable Care Act, we really have to take advantage of this opportunity to give some relief to our small business members as it relates to those shifted costs.
Rob Fowler is the CEO of the Small Business Association of Michigan.